Kat Richards first came to Sitka as a traveling nurse in 2000. She fell in love with the community and met and married her husband here and is raising two kids. It almost sounds too good to be true, but Richards is a realist.
And even in my work and in my career, things aren't fun all the time. But that doesn't mean that they don't need to happen. And that doesn't mean that someone doesn't need to be at the helm that can see the benefit of change or try to advocate for the change or advocate against the change if that's what is deemed right at that point. But there's always going to be a spectrum of different opinions on any kind of matter, whether it's buying milk at home or if it's running a school district or running a city.
What the board deemed right this year was turning over community schools to a private contractor, a move expected to save the district around $200,000. Her husband, Jeff, whom everybody calls Richie, was one of two district employees to lose their jobs in the fallout. Kat Richards says she didn't enter the school board race with this axe to grind.
You know, I understand that the school needed to do something, and we have to have somewhat of a faith in the board making that decision or helping make that decision with Superintendent Mary Wagner. Even if the change happened, doesn't mean that there can't be tweaks along the way to make the change better for the community.
Richard says her husband always lands on his feet. Her two children, a son age 9 and a daughter age 7, are both at Kikushihin. Her priorities about education are pretty clear.
I think having quality teachers is number one. You know, even when it comes to teacher-student ratio, having the quality of that teacher there is very important. In fact, it's the most important. And along with that is having the teachers satisfied in their job and what they're doing, because then they'll bring more to the table when they're teaching kids.
Richards thinks the interaction of teachers and students is important to the mission of schools. She believes that we're shaping the society that we live in.
So every kid's not going to stay here, but a majority will probably stay here, and they become our assembly members, they become our radio reporters, they become our newspaper, they become our nurses, our doctors, even if they go away for a while. And so that is what makes up our community. And so, you know, they say it takes a community to raise a kid. I mean, my kids are spending, 35 hours plus with someone else besides me every week. And so that is why those schools need to be quality.
And she's not only thinking about academics. Her number two priority is keeping kids engaged outside of the classroom.
I truly believe that after school activities and extracurricular activities, whether it's sports, whether it's drama, whether it's debate, is very important. I think for some children, that's all they have. After school, they don't have really good family structures at home, and so that becomes their family. It can make or break them.
It's one thing to say you support activities and another to actually offer them when the district is hard-pressed by legislative funding cuts. The city found another $1 million to tide the district over this year, but has been reluctant to fund the district to the maximum allowed by law. Richards says she's not familiar enough with the district budget to talk finances specifically, but she also says she'd be unafraid to confront either local or state government about school funding.
I have a hard time with the answer no. I will be honest. I can understand a no if there is a rational reason behind it. And so with this situation, my question is, why can't they? Or why won't they? And I don't think anybody would withhold funds from schools. And so I'm going in that kind of conversation, so if you're going to withhold them, then why? And then move on from there.
Richards appreciates that the new Alaska education standards have been controversial, but she's okay in principle with adopting standards that are in use around the country. She says it makes sense in her profession.
Just like in healthcare, there's a standard of care. And so there should be some kind of standard of education so that if my child then moves to a different school, they're not way behind or way ahead and then bored with their third grade that they're in. But I could see where, again, people would have an issue with it because it is trying to, at times, put a child into a learning situation that they are not fully prepared to handle, or they cannot handle. They mentally or emotionally or physically cannot meet the expectations that's there.
The Alaska standards were introduced with a suite of new assessments, testing for students, but also evaluations for teachers and administrators. Richards is okay with this, too. It goes back to the 35 hours a week her kids are in school.
Knowing that there's some evaluation process for that influence is very important, too.
Kat Richards has never held public office, but she's been active in some local organizations, most recently serving on the board of the Little League. A working mother, she admits that she doesn't have a lot of spare time. But she says it's important to her to make the time to keep Sitka's schools at their best. Richard says she's considered running for school board in the past, but hesitated. Now she's all in.
It really comes down to being involved in the community presently and being involved in the changes that are going to happen. I do not think it's going to be an easy job, but I do feel like I'm up to the challenge of listening to what people are bringing to me and trying to make a proper decision from that, along with my other board members that are there. It's not just a one-person job, which is nice, too. I mean, it's a five-person together coming up with the best for the community and the school district.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.